from KQED.
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., the California delegation settles down to business. For more than a dozen brand new House members, that's meant unpacking moving boxes. Fresh faces may lead to fresh opportunities, but that big a turnover does reduce the weight our state can throw around on the Capitol. KPCC's Washington correspondent Kitty Feldy has the story.
In some ways, nothing's changed for California. Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer still chair key Senate committees, but the real power shift is in the House, where citizen-drawn district lines led to competitive races. California lost 14 incumbents, and with them, astoundingly, nearly 300 years of service on the Hill.
The fact is, when you lose seniority, you lose memberships in strong positions, often chairmanships or ranking positions in committees that matter, you do see some reduction in the clout of a state.
Norm Ornstein is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
But in a state like California, which has more members than anybody else, which is going to get members on every single panel so that they can effectively argue the case, it's not as dramatic as it might sound.
California can still claim the House Majority Whip, Kevin McCarthy, and the Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi. Buck McKeon still heads the House Armed Services Committee. Daryl Issa of Temecula heads Oversight and Government Reform. But longtime L.A. Congressman Howard Berman won't be returning in January as the top Democrat on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Ornstein says Berman is an opinion leader who has an influence on policy that goes beyond where he comes from.
Howard is universally respected, widely seen as a tremendous influence in providing some bipartisan glue in many areas of foreign policy.
Mark Zandalo, political science professor at the University of California's D.C. Center, says Congress also loses important institutional memory. He cites the election loss of Bay Area Democrat Pete Stark, who knows more about Medicare than just about anybody else on the Hill.
He's been around since Tommy John pitched for the Dodgers. This guy has 40 years of congressional experience. He's walking away from that now, being replaced by a guy who's never worked on Capitol Hill.
Zandalo says losing experienced Democrats is one thing, but
the most important thing for California is who controls the House.
And the House belongs to the GOP. California's Republican delegation has gone from 19 to 15 members thanks to redistricting and a shrinking California Republican Party. Even before the election, three Democrats and four longtime California Republicans in the House announced they were stepping down for reasons ranging from wanting to spend more time with the grandchildren to a desire to go on a Mormon mission. The departures include Republican David Dreyer of San Dimas, who came to Washington the same year as Ronald Reagan. As head of the powerful House Rules Committee, Dreyer was the genial traffic cop who decided which amendments would get a floor vote. Also retiring, the state's longest-serving member, Republican Jerry Lewis of Redlands, who first came to Capitol Hill in 1978.
Well, we'd been here long enough.
Lewis insists redistricting wasn't the reason for his decision to retire.
Fortunately, in the territory that I'm in, where I've often said that the Democrats are more conservative than me, I have not had a difficulty with either reapportionment or otherwise.
Democrat Javier Becerra says Lewis, who once chaired the powerful House Appropriations Committee, was able to direct federal dollars to build highways, fund NASA projects, expand airline terminals, and build flood control canals in Southern California.
Much of the infrastructure in California we owe to people like Jerry Lewis.
Infrastructure remains one of the areas where individual members can still steer federal dollars to their home state. But Jack Pitney, political science professor at Claremont McKenna College, says most federal dollars are doled out according to formulas not subject to the influence of individual members. And those formulas don't favor the Golden State.
California is a relatively young state, so we don't have as high a proportion of people on Social Security as, say, West Virginia. We're a relatively affluent state, so we don't get quite the same amount of benefits in means-tested entitlements as we would if we were a poorer state.
California is important to Republican Party leadership, and UC's Mark Sandalo says that can help.
John Boehner's got to look out on the House of Representatives now and know that he needs to win competitive California seats to stay as Speaker.
This week, California's remaining Republican incumbents have been jousting for leadership positions. Republican Ed Royce of Brea was just named the new chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington, D.C.